Hello. I'm Jesse King, and I'll be bringing you your sermon today. The gospel is the lineup of the Bible. It brings you the entire story from the fall, from creation to the fall, to our redemption. And I'm going to be bringing you that today. The gospel. This can be broken up into five groups. The first one of those groups is God. He is the creator. He is the Father, Son, and Spirit. He created us in the beginning. He starts us all, and he ends us all. John 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He breathed life into man, in other words. Our sin is the next point. See, in the beginning, there was one species, a single species, that was made in his image, and that was man, Genesis 1, 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. We fell. Genesis 3, 1 through 19. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, Did God actually say you cannot eat of any tree in the garden? The woman said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God says, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. And both of the eyes were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of day. The man and his wife hid themselves among the presence of the Lord, among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God said to the man, where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said to the woman you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go and eat dust for the rest of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your heel and you shall bruise his head and he shall bruise... Mixed up. Opposite way. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. The pain shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. And to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles shall bring forth unto you. And you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. So if sin was in us right then, it was graven into our species. It was over before it started. We are sinning in our nature. But the payment, which is our next point, the only answer to this problem was death, because sin deserves death. Romans 6:23. For For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's a cold fact of reality that the world does not want to accept, that it is dependent on God and needs God to save them by his Son dying on the cross, taking our place, which brings us to our next point, Easter. Another hard fact is that he paid for everyone, past, present, and future. He paid for not just me or you, but all who believe that he died on the cross, taking all of our pain and sin and suffering, putting it on him, taking the cup of wrath from God, swallowing it whole, and then he was buried for 3 days apart from his Father and the people he loved. And then at the end of that, he rose from the grave to go make a place for us in heaven so we could be with our Father God forever. So through him, we may not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. That brings us to our last point. Life. The payment he made was so that we could go and have life. John 3:16. With the eternal creator, God. People think hell is a party. It's a place you can go and hang out with your friends and drink and stuff like that. No, it is the holy wrath of God. That is the place where you go to be punished for all eternity. God, did you know that Jesus spoke more of hell than he did of heaven, so that we may not go there, but go to heaven with him? I think there's a reason for that. So that's why his payment was so big, so he could go and make a place for us in heaven, so that we would live forever and not die. Thank you. Okay, and I'll be praying now. Thank you, God, that we could all meet here today as a big congregation, people that are new here and people that aren't. Just please help everybody in this matter. Please let people go and take something from here. Let our messages bring something onto their hearts and help us in time of fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your love. Well, I'd like to thank you for attending this morning. Please join us for breakfast in the fellowship hall after the service. We did get done a little more quickly than anticipated. People tend to talk quickly when they get up front. I don't understand why. Before leaving, I would like to pray and leave you with this verse. 1 Peter 1:3, "Blessed be God, the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he caused us to be born again to a living hope through resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Amen? I mean, we serve a risen Savior. So let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for us. And I thank you for raising him again from the dead. Please bless the food that we're about to partake to our bodies. Please keep us focused on you throughout the week. And I thank you for this youth and the things and the way they blessed you today. Please look after all those in our congregation that are ailing, and just bless our fellowship together. In your name I pray, amen. Thank you for attending.